You're listening to The Truth Podcast from PursueGod.org.
Hey friends, it's Pastor Brian here, and today we're going to be wrapping up the year for our Pursue God podcasts. We know that a lot of you are preparing for Christmas and the new year, and we're doing the same thing. So this is going to be our final episode of the year. Now, what I want to do in this episode is kind of give you an overview of what we've put out there at PursueGod.org and through all of our podcasts. I also want to announce some really exciting things that have kind of come about in the last couple of months. And I want to kind of give you a sneak peek into what we're working on for 2026. We've got a couple of new projects I think that you're going to be really excited about. But before I do any of this, I want to just talk a little bit about year-end giving at PursueGod.org. I don't know about you, but I love to listen to podcasts. But one of my biggest pet peeves is when podcasts are inundated with commercials. Look, I get it. People need to pay their bills. A lot of these organizations that put out podcasts, they're good podcasts. They need to pay their bills. And so I understand the need for marketing and getting sponsors and all that kind of stuff. But I really think it sort of interrupts the listening experience. And that's one of the main reasons that we don't do any of that on our podcast at PursueGod.org. Instead, we depend on the giving of faithful listeners like you. So first of all, I want to just say to all of you out there who listen, who are regular givers to our podcast, I want to say thank you. It really makes a difference. It allows us to pay the bills and market our resources and make all of this stuff free to our listeners. And not just our podcasts, but also the resources that we have at PursueGod.org. Our mission, our goal is to equip families and churches and small groups and individuals to understand the Bible, know the Bible, apply it to their lives, and help people pursue God, make disciples in their churches and in their communities. So we've always made our Pursue God resources at PursueGod.org free, and we always want to make it free. So again, I want to say thank you to those of you who support this with monthly giving, or some of you give bigger checks year end. All of that is really, really helpful for us as we continue to help people to pursue God around not just America, but really around the world. Now, if you are listening, you do appreciate the resources and you do want to become a giver, let me just really quickly tell you how to do that. Go over to PursueGod.org. I'll also put a link in the description for this episode and click on the donate button. It'll be up there in the main menu. And when you click on the give button, you'll have the option to give one time or to give regularly. And again, even just a $5 or $10 $25 regular monthly donation is super helpful to us. So I want to say one more time, thank you to all of those who give regularly or those who give one time to PursueGod.org. It really does make a difference. By the way, my wife and I, we are big givers to Pursue God. We contribute to this as well because we believe in the impact that it has, not just in our church and in our family and in our personal lives, but the impact that it has around the world. Anyway, that's enough about giving. If you want to do that, you've got a couple more weeks here to do that before the end of the year. And again, PursueGod.org is a 501c3, so all of your giving is tax deductible. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some of the series that we've put out in 2025. I don't know if you realize this, but we don't just put out podcasts on a weekly basis across all of our different platforms. We have our Truth Podcast, our Family Podcast, our Men's Podcast, Unveiling Mormonism. We even have a training podcast for churches and small group leaders. Oftentimes when we release episodes on our podcasts, we package those episodes together and we put them into series on PursueGod.org so that you can find those episodes more easily, and also so that you can use those episodes along with discussion questions and talking points with your small group or in family devotionals, or even just one-on-one with a mentor. So here are the series that we released in 2025. We've been working really hard. The faith series that we released are How Stuff Works, Thessalonians. We did an entire series on 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, a series called Believable Lies, a series, my favorite from the year, called Church History that we just got done releasing, and also a series called The Making of David. Now you can find all of those series If you want to go back and review them or listen to them again or use them in your world, you can find those at the front page of pursuegod.org and just click on that faith button, and it'll reorganize all those series on the front page into the faith series that we've released. If you click on the family button on the front page, you'll see that we released a biblical parenting series, the ABCs of teaching your kids the Bible. We released some men's series like Leading When It's Hard and Stormproof and Raising Daughters. And if you click on the life button on our front page, you'll see that we've released series like Kingdom Politics and Generous God. And then a bunch of series for those who are dating or engaged or planning to be, Worth the Wait, Single Dating and Engaged. And then another series called 100 Questions Before You Tie the Knot. These are all super helpful for you young listeners out there who are in that phase of life. And one more series I want to mention. We released a series called Finding Jesus in the Book of Mormon. That's one that we released on our Unveiling Mormonism podcast. And if you want to find any series from the Unveiling Mormonism podcast, you need to go to, in our menu at pursuegod.org, you need to go to podcasts and then click on Unveiling Mormonism. And when you scroll down on that page, you'll actually find all of the series that we offer for those who are coming out of Mormonism. Now, some of you might be wondering, why do we have a podcast specifically dedicated to Mormonism? Well, that's because PursueGod.org actually is run out of Utah. We're not Mormons, we're Christians. We have a Christian church here. I run a church. I pastor a church in Utah called Alpine Church. It's a multi-site church, and we do ministry to Mormons, and we love to reach out to Mormons and help them to understand the biblical Jesus. So I know many of you might be listening through our Truth podcast or through our family podcast, but actually you might be interested to check out our Unveiling Mormonism podcast, where we kind of talk about history, culture, doctrine of Mormonism, and then compare it to biblical Christianity, and we help people to come to faith in the Jesus of the Bible. So anyway, that's just kind of a little ministry year in review for you. And again, thank you to all of you who give to Pursue God, because you're the ones who make all these resources and all this curriculum free to all the people around the world who use our resources. Now, I want to finish by telling you what's going on in 2026, what kind of some new things we have planned, some exciting new initiatives. And probably the most exciting thing for us is that now Pursue God is an author on YouVersion. So if you ever use that YouVersion Bible app, we now have the ability to release our own Bible reading plans. And we've already released our first plan. It's called the Pursuit 12-Week Devotional. Simplest way to find it is on YouVersion. Just go to Pursuit 12-Week. Just type that in. There's a bunch of other plans called the Pursuit, but ours is called the Pursuit 12-Week Devotional. We'll put links to it down below. And it's a perfect companion to our Pursuit series, our flagship series at pursuegod.org. If you've never been through the Pursuit series, I encourage you to check it out. It's really helpful for those who are learning to become a follower of Jesus. It's a 12-week discipleship track. And the YouVersion plan that we just released is a daily plan that you can go through. There's just a one chapter a day that you'll read for 12 weeks. And the chapters in the Bible go along with our 12-week Pursuit series at pursuegod.org. I think you'll love it. We're also releasing this week a 5-day devotional called Marriage Basics. That'll come out on Thursday this week. I think you'll love that one as well. Check it out. And next year, we're going to be releasing a bunch more YouVersion Bible reading plans. And so I hope that you'll follow our author page at YouVersion. Again, I'll put a link to it down below so that you'll never miss it when a new plan comes out. Also in 2026, we are going to begin working on a 3-year curriculum for middle school. Some of you might know that we have a Pursue God Kids curriculum for elementary age kids. It's a 3-year curriculum for churches to use from kindergarten to fifth grade. We also have always had a 6th grade curriculum, but we've never had a middle school curriculum. And that's what we're going to be putting out in 2026. It's going to have videos. It's going to be downloadable. It's going to be great for churches to use for their youth class. We hope to have the entire first year of that curriculum done by the fall. So be looking for that at pursuegod.org. And finally, we also have a new podcast and devotional that my son AJ is working on. It's really good. He's been working hard the last couple of months on it. He's not quite ready to release it, but it's going to be called Fight Club or something like that. It's a purity devotional. It's for young men, especially, who are really trying to pursue purity, sexual purity in their lives. I think this is an area where the enemy is attacking our families and our young men. My son AJ has a passion for that. And so he's working on content that I think is going to be super helpful. So be looking for that in 2026 as well. Anyway, that's it for our podcast episodes for 2025. Thank you to all of those who have been faithful listeners over the year. And also especially thank you to those who have been faithful givers. If you want to join and become a giver at pursuegod.org, I'll put a link to the giving page in the show notes below, or just head over to pursuegod.org/donate. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.